Blog Talk Radio.
God, it's good to be able to come back into your homes again or wherever that you're at, motels or wherever, listening. We want to say that this is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So we'd like for you to call in and be a part of this service with us today. The number that you call in on is 310-742-1759. Call in, we'll put you right on the line with us, and we're speaking today on salvation, which is the only way to get to heaven. Is got to be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. Have your sins earned the blood. So call in to us, and we'll put you on line. It's 310-742-1759. So we're just going to just trust God to give us a great time today on the broadcast. And so we'd like for you to call in, be a part of the service with us. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time and just pray that God will touch someone out there and save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost, heal them if they're sick and afflicted. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you this evening, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity, God, just to lift up your name and just to call up on you once again, Lord, and to realize, God, who you are and know what you are and what you said you're going to do for us, Lord. We just give you the praise and the glory and honor for it all, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Lord, to save the lost, sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, heal the sick and afflicted. And we give you the praise and the glory and honor for it all in Jesus' holy name. We thank you. Praise God. If you want to get on there with us, just call in, and we'll put you online. The number is 310-742-1759. And that'll put you right on the line with us, sir. We got a call in now. 423 Go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Brother Robert Petty, Bobby Petty. And I'm in Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Well, and praise the Lord, number. Brother Bob. We're glad to have you on there with us today. And we're just now getting started on Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. And we're speaking on salvation. And we're glad to have you to join us. And just want you to feel free to just speak whatever the Lord gives you to speak, and we'll and say it's been good to be in the presence of God.
Amen to that. All right. What I've got here is a few scriptures about how you must be born again, and we're preaching on, talking about and discussing about salvation, and there's no way other to get saved other than by the blood of Jesus Christ. And in Romans 10 and 9 and 13, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And in the 13th and chapter 10, It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And, you know, if anybody calls on the Lord, really means it, really sincere, well, then they're saved. A lot of people takes it as a joke or a myth or something and don't believe it. But if they really believe it, well, then they got saved. You don't have to hear thunder thundering or lightning flashing. They'll be saved, and you don't have to be in church. You can be anywhere that you get under conviction, want to be saved, you can be saved. Because Jesus says he stands at the door and knocks, whosoever will. Amen. And then on John 3 and 3, we go to there.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother. Just obey the Lord.
All right. In chapter 3, verse 3, now this is Jesus talking. It said, Jesus answered and said unto him, talking to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then Nicodemus wondering if he could go over the second time in his mother's womb. And see, a lot of people is talking about a different kind of birth. They're talking about a physical birth, and we're talking about a spiritual birth.
Amen.
And there's difference in them. Amen. You can't be born but one time physically, but and you can't send your salvation away done right, but you can send yourself. You're the only one can pluck yourself out of the hand of God.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, you've got to accept the Lord. You've got to stay prayed up. You've got to be read up, and you've got to live that life. You can't get saved, live like hell, forget about it, and think you're going to heaven. You've got to live it every day.
Amen.
If you didn't have to pray and obey God, Jesus wouldn't have to pray. But he prayed constantly. He prayed all night one night. He prayed one night, and the Bible says his blood, his sweat became as drops of blood. Now, I don't understand all of that, but that means he prayed earnestly.
Yes,
James said that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we've got to pray. And then John 10, we'll go to John 10, and in verse 1, and Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." You can't go to heaven but by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He said in 10 there, he says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." And Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And he says, "I am the good shepherd," in verse 11 or chapter 10.
Yeah.
"And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So we know that Jesus went to the cross that we might have life, have more abundantly, and shed his precious blood on the cross. Amen. That we could have that salvation. And in Ephesians, I believe in chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we can't get in there by works, but I'm a firm believer if a person becomes saved and be a child of Jesus, that he'll have good works. He'll want to. Now, there's a song out that says you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. You don't have to read the Bible to be a Christian. You don't have to pray to be a Christian. But if you're a Christian, you'll do these things.
Amen.
So, you know, we're going to do right if we've been born again. I'm a firm believer in that. And we're not perfect. Oh, Paul told Timothy, he said that Jesus come to save sinners, who I am the chief. He's saying that he was the chief of sinners. But praise God, he'd save anybody, anytime, anywhere that they get under conviction.
Yes, amen.
So I've said my piece, and hopefully somebody has got something out of this that go and be saved and live that life and, you know, not be no hypocrite about it. A lot of people go to church on account of their cousins or their uncles or their neighbors. But we need to, Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And I'm a firm believer, if a person's saved, they're going to go to church some more. And if anybody gets saved tonight during this program, I tell them to get in a Bible-believing church somewhere and a good, preacher that preaches the word out of
Amen.
The King James Version and
Amen.
Live that life. Because Jesus is coming, and I believe he's coming soon. I don't believe it's long. That 9/11 incident, people prayed, went to church, done good for 6-7 months. And sometime later, maybe a year or so, they got back out in the same old rut that they was in before 9/11.
Amen.
Thinking that it's over with and it's done with and done forgot about God. But these people prayed during that time that had never prayed before. People
Amen.
Went to church that had never went to church before.
Amen.
And it's going to happen the same way again, only it's going to be destroyed the whole world by fire. And
yes.
then it's going to be too late for the ones in that didn't make it. And the day Jesus
Let me get this one in that just now
salvation.
Called in right here, Brother Bobby, then we'll
okay.
continue on with you there.
All right.
740, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at, sir.
Pastor Mike in Ohio, Brother Yearwood.
Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Mike. Glad that you joined in there with us this evening. And just we're speaking on salvation. Brother Bobby here in Pettit is here in Sweetwater, Tennessee, so he's a minister right now. So we'll let Brother Bobby go ahead, and we'll get right back to you there in a minute there, Brother Mike.
Oh, that's okay, brother. That's fine.
Yeah, go ahead and let that brother speak. He might say something that I couldn't say, and he might get somebody's attention or get somebody wanting to be saved or whatever. So go ahead and talk to him, Brother Yearwood. I enjoy listening to people.
Okay. Go ahead there, Brother Mike.
Brother Yearwood, that's the brother was talking about there, you know, we're talking about being saved, about accepting the Lord as our Savior. And when the Bible said here in the book of John, it said, but as many as received him, to them he gave them the right to become children of God. We become sons of God when he comes into our heart and into our life and we accept him. We become his children, become the sons of God. If we accept him as our personal Savior, he'll be our leader, and he'll be our guide. He'll get us through all the troubles and all the trials that we face if we just trust him. And I know that the Bible said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to him, Jesus Christ, right, he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is willing to forgive us, and he's willing
Amen.
To cleanse us.
Brother Mike, let me catch this other one right here, and we'll get right back with you there.
Sure, my brother. Go right ahead.
937, go ahead. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
937, that's
right.
Can you hear us?
Hey.
Yes, yes.
Go
We're
ahead.
We're right here in Ohio. It's Brother and Sister Green.
Oh,
yeah, Brother.
Lord,
Sister
Green.
How you doing?
I'm doing real good.
Well, good to hear from you. Good to see you, brother. Hear of you. How you? I mean, we talked
just
a few weeks ago.
You're
on the phone.
Yeah, we missed the first part of your program. What are you teaching on tonight?
Well, we're talking about salvation there. I think what Brother Yearwood said, so go ahead.
Yeah, we're
okay.
teaching on salvation there tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what's been said, but I know we're living in a day, seem like, when people's going and doing their own thing, you know what I'm saying, and they're neglecting salvation. They're going right on by the cross, and I'm glad that this program's on, reaching out into the world, because it's a short time we have, and people need to avail themselves and take advantage of time and get in and repent of their sins. You know, it's more than a Lord, Lord salvation.
Yes,
we must be born again. It's not optional. It's something we must do. And I'm just glad to get to say that little part, but I'll turn it back to you. And I'm just glad to hear you on here tonight preaching the word.
Amen. We're glad to have you on there with us, Brother Green and Sister Green.
Okay. Yeah, well, go right ahead with what you're doing. We're listening.
Go ahead there, Brother Mike.
Well, in the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, brother, I was looking at, God wants us to know him. And we can kind of put this in as a relationship with God, because when Jesus forgives us and we become a child of God, then we have a personal relationship. See, there's a difference in having religions. You can have religion and not have a personal relationship with God, see, with the Lord Jesus Christ. So in the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, and the 27th verse says this, that they should seek the Lord, they might feel after him, hallelujah, and find him through, though he be not far from every one of us. He's not far. We can find him if we seek him, and we can have happiness. If we're seeking for something, if we're looking for something in Jesus, he's where to find it at. That's where to look for it at, is in him. You see, I tell them at church, I say, tell somebody about Jesus, because you'll make somebody happy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what it takes. You know, I've got a few scriptures right here I'd like to read, and each one of them has done spoke on some of them there, so I know that I'm on the right channel on the plan of salvation. You know, John 3 and 14 through 15 and 16, it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Uh-huh.
That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Uh-huh.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 16 and 30 and 31 says, and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thou hast. You know, he made that real plain, real simple. Just all we got to do, just believe. Praise God, and we believe, then our household can even be saved. You know, that's what it's all about tonight. If we'll just only believe in the people out there in radio land or internet land, whatever you want to call it, if they'll only believe, their household can be saved. And, you know, and go on down, let's go on down to Luke 13, 2 and 5. And Jesus answered, said unto them, suppose that these Galileans was sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things. And I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You know, praise God. God is telling us here what to do. And, you know, I've got several scriptures here. If you don't get to write them down now, well, you can always come back online and listen to it a few minutes after we go off the air and write them down. But, you know, these are really important scriptures. I think that we all need to study on them and read them and, you know, and think about what God is saying. Now, right here, Brother Paddock done mentioned part of this scriptures right here a while ago, Romans 10, 9 and 10 and 14.
Yeah.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession, and with the is made unto salvation. Now, how then shall thou call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him if whom thou have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, that's what we're trying to do tonight, is tell somebody the good news about Jesus, trying to tell them, hey, you've got to be saved if you want to make heaven your home. Now, right here is a bunch of chapters,
yes,
and verses that you can just write down or come back to the line and check them again sometime. It's Psalms 3 and 8, Romans 6, 23, Titus 3 and 5, Acts 4, 12, 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, Ephesians 2, 5 and 8, Romans 5 and 1, 1 Corinthians 1, 21, Hebrews 2, 10, Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, Titus 2, 11, 1 Peter 1 and 9, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. Now this is the plans of salvation. That will, if you take them, study them words and study it out, what the word's telling us, praise God. I tell you what, salvation is so simple, so easy to understand, and so easy to receive. You know, I tell you what, I was just thinking a while ago when Brother Pettit was ministering there about that you didn't have to be in a church to be saved. Praise God, I'm glad that you don't have to be, because I wasn't in a church when I got saved. I repented of my sins in 1975, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning in Dalton, Georgia, in front of a little old store. There I went there to get more beer, but thank God I met up with a man that wanted to talk about Jesus, and that's what he done. He talked about his Lord and Savior. He wasn't ashamed of him, and praise God. That night I received the Lord as my Savior. I've not never been the same since. I've not made ever, I've not dotted every I and crossed every T perfect. But praise God, I've got a Savior that all I have to do is just say, Lord, forgive me when I've made a mistake. I've sinned against you, and God always reaches down. He always forgives us of our sins. And I tell you what, I just praise God for an opportunity tonight to bring forth this word, and the other brothers and sisters that's on the line that come in here with us. I thank God for them because they're not ashamed to tell the world that there's one that hung and died between heaven and earth and gave his life on the cross that each one of them could have this life and have it more abundantly. I praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for this time. I praise God for this 30 minutes that we have here on Blog Talk Radio to tell somebody out there that there's a man that called Jesus that loved him so much that he went to the cross and he gave his life for their sins. That all they had to do is just repent and receive him as their Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God for it. Hallelujah. and one of you other brothers or sisters got something to say, go ahead and obey God. I'm not going to apologize for it, what I've said, and I don't want you to apologize. I just want you to obey God. Just feel free to worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
Brother, if nobody else has got anything, I just got one scripture here I wanted to read real fast. It was in Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I know we only got a few minutes left. If we come and accept Jesus as our Savior, and brother, I know that we can't do this on our own effort. I mean, on our own for the Lord to accept us for the way that we ought to come as we are. It don't matter how you. What you've done or where you've been, but come as you are, because the Bible said in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting
amen.
Life. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. No, I just said amen.
If you're
through.
Yeah, I'm finished, brother. Go ahead.
Romans 13 in 10, it says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore,
yes. Love
is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now
amen.
Is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And the light of Jesus Christ. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in riding or drunkenness or in chambering or mountainous and in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make not provision for the flesh, but to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. We got to put the spiritual man on. And let the spirit. Paul said he had to die there.
Yes.
He had to put this man down. His old flesh is constantly wanting to do evil. But we've got to put it down. And let the spiritual man reign. Let him take charge. And he'll do right every time. And I praise God for this opportunity to speak about Jesus. I was saved 50 years ago. And I was saved in the church. And I was always a timid man until the Holy Ghost come on the scene. I couldn't speak in public. And I didn't want to go in front of people. I want to be saved at home. But we had a promotion at the church that I was attending. And there was 153 people there. And I had to walk down in front of all of them and kneel down and accept Jesus as my Savior. And I've never looked back. I've never regretted a minute of it. I've lived that life. I've never been perfect, but I've done what I thought God would have me to do, and I've always tried to be obedient to him. And I'm like Paul. I'm the chief of the sinners. Amen. But God saw fit to save me, and I praise God for that. And I don't trample that bloodstained banner. And God bless everybody that's hearing the sound of my voice. Have a good night.
Yeah, praise God. Can we give them just a, Brother Yearwood, can we give them a, well, I'll let you give the altar call there, brother. If you got a few minutes, go ahead and give, you do however you want to do it, but I'd like to, maybe somebody call in and wants to be saved, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, we got 1 minute and about 37 seconds left, so if anybody wants a prayer, we want to give you a prayer and we can, praise the Lord. We'll just pray for you right now as we go off the air, and just pray that God's will be done with you. And I'm glad to speak to each one of you, Brother and Sister Green up there. I'm glad you're calling.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Brother Yearwood, there's people no doubt probably listening out there tonight, and I'm a thankful Brother Yearwood, they need to call on God. They need to tell God they're sorry for their sins.
Amen,
they need to tell him out there, you need to tell God, forgive me of my sins. I've been wrong. I've been judgmental. I've done things that ain't right. I tell you need to open your heart tonight and call on him. You could call on him right now. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God that he'll move for you. I feel the Spirit moving.
Amen.
I
praise
feel
God.
The drawing power drawing you. The Holy Ghost is drawing you.
Yes.
And you need to repent and call upon him and take words and call upon the Lord and seek him while he may be found. The Bible said he's not far from any of us. If we feel after him, we can find him. You can find him out there tonight. You can get right with God. You can turn from your wicked ways, whatever you're doing wrong. You can lay aside the things that's hindering you. I'll turn it back to Brother Yearwood right now.
Praise God.
Our time is up and gone. Well, let's go ahead and pray for everybody, and we'll be looking forward for talking with you next Tuesday night at the same time. So just keep everybody in your prayer, and God bless each one of you, and let's have a good night.
Thanks, Brother Yearwood, for letting us be on here.
God Thank bless. You. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Father.